This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. At the beginning of Michael McKeever's play at the Fountain Theater, we're at the end of a dinner party. Daniel and Mitchell seem to be the perfect gay couple. Daniel's a talented architect. Mitchell's a successful writer. They're a terrific match. Daniel cooks, Mitchell cleans. You know the deal. It's that moment of a dinner party where the last bottle of wine is being opened and you're in the living room chatting about momentous things like why Mitchell's agent Barry dates young boys and which is better, gummy bears or jelly beans. Barry's boy toy du jour, Trip, who is less than half his age, is enamored of this other gay couple. They seem so perfect. They've been together 7 years. They have this beautiful house. They're clearly in love. Trip naturally assumes they're married. Oops. Turns out this is a sore spot for Daniel, hence the title of the play, Daniel's Husband. Mitchell doesn't believe in gay marriage. He doesn't believe in marriage at all. Feels like it's some conspiracy built to devalue love and make money. Why, as a gay man, would he want to assimilate and be like everyone else? He'd fight for other gay men's rights to be married, but is violently opposed personally. A fight ensues. Things get tense. It's clear this is an old issue for these two. Daniel really, really wants to be married. Mitchell can't even consider it. The one issue they don't raise, as they argue, is what happens if one of them gets sick? Don't worry. The play hasn't forgotten that argument. That's the second half. I won't spoil the specific details, but if I tell you the fifth character in the play is Daniel's problematic rich mother, you can probably sketch out the rest. What begins as a witty, clever gay comedy quickly takes a dark turn, not just towards tragedy, but almost soap opera. The second half of this 90-minute play comes close to the tone of one of those old films you'd watch in high school with titles like Scared Straight. Gay men in perfect relationships who haven't gotten married, beware, this could happen to you. While the end of the play is a little heavy-handed, the reason to go see Daniel's Husband is the cast. Headed up by Tim Cummings and Bill Brockrup as that ideal gay couple, they're as perfect in these roles as the characters seem perfect for each other. Jenny O'Hara is just right as the mom who comes for a visit and takes over everything. These fine actors manage to keep the play from descending into melodrama. In the wrong hands, this play could have gone very, very badly. As it is, it's skating on the edge. But these are some of the finest actors in LA, and they not only keep things together, they make it all terribly touching, and make small, silent moments speak volumes. This is the kind of acting that makes intimate theater special. You're not going to see a cast this good in a space this small in other cities. So, laugh with the first half, cry or cringe with the second half, but enjoy these actors. Daniel's Husband plays at the Fountain Theater in Hollywood through June 23rd. This is Anthony Burns opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.